little bit for avgas.
And avgas evaporates so quickly, you lose 1 to 2% of your fuel.
A day, just about.
What about a number of trucks? Some airports, that's an issue. I don't think it is here. I think at least one truck would be a good standard. You know, there are some airports where they specify, you know, at least two or three, but, you know, I don't think we have the traffic that...
See, and that's a market...
Yeah, and some airports will specify two trucks in case one breaks down.
Well, that's a market decision. You know, you let... If I want to have two trucks out there, then, you know, I got two guys wait, you know, instead of having one guy wait for this, you could...
I don't even know if you should specify trucks.
You want to be silent on that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This other airport, it said, you know, fixed and mobile dispensers, so...
What airport did this come from?
I don't remember. It's just an example. I got a bunch of them on my computer. Would it be okay for somebody, if you're going to sell, he's got a 10,000 gallon tank to sell avgas, is it okay for him to only have a fixed self-service type of an operation, or do you want him to have a fuel truck that to provide that kind of service to the public? And what difference would it make?
That was my question. What difference does it make, the end user? Is the fuel one way or the other?
Well, fixed, but is supplying self-service. Mm-hmm. Or is it not? Maybe I'm making a wrong assumption there.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be self-service.
Well, say, you pull up to the pump. Either you do it or they do it.
Yeah, I think that's just getting into an area of convenience, really.
I mean, CPC, Carolina County, that's the way it's done. You pull up to the...
Well, I mean, Garrett, you're maintaining a fuel truck and carrying the insurance and everything. Would somebody that has a fixed operation with no fuel truck, no insurance cost for a fuel truck, what does that do for you?
I mean, I've looked into getting a self-serve tank, and you know, it's $50,000 to $60,000.
Right. That's, I was wondering, I'm sure it's the cost.
Tank, the card reader, the whole, mm-hmm. the pumps, everything was, I think, six, I can't remember, it was a lot, it was an extraordinary amount of money.
If you buy a 10,000 gallon tank to start with and everything else that goes with it, to add the fuel pumps, is that much more?
Yeah, well, it was an extraordinary amount of money for, like, I wanted to get what Ocean City has, which is a 1,000 gallon tank,
mm-hmm.
and I was thinking, I think it was like 50 grand for that.
Mm.
That's
above ground.
It's above ground.
Above ground
on a skid,
basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so put that on the shelf, you know. Mm-hmm. So.
And you got a wall built around it.
No.
No, it's, well, it's wall, self-contained. It's all one big steel unit. It comes in, they roll it off, and.
But I don't think, I mean, realistically, I don't think anybody would ever, I don't know, I don't think you just come in and put a self-serve tank in and just kind of be kind of absentee owner. I don't know if somebody would do that or not.
I've been to mess of airports where there's nobody at the airport except for two 10,000 gallon tanks, because that's where I flew to when I was doing my training from the 421.
Yeah.
We flew to airports that had nobody,
but we got somebody,
right?
We didn't make
but,
sure that,
but he was asking, he wasn't sure, right. You know, did I like it? No, but that's what one of the options I had, you know, based on where I was training, etc.
St. Augustine's that way, where they're self-service, nobody's there monitoring. Orman's that way.
They're in the building. It's just tanks.
Yeah. Nice thing.
But you gotta look at this airport. We already have an FBO
right.
that's providing mobile fueling service. You know, what's the effect of allowing somebody to just come in and set up a self-service
and
operation only?
If for when Garrett ever leaves, what replaces him?
Well, I think
what do you want as a minimum?
Well, I think what Garrett said was, if you're going to spend $50,000 or $60,000 for that card reader, you can buy a truck for $5,000. I don't think people would invest in the card reader, so I don't think it's an issue.
Yeah, but what if they did?
Well, then we don't want to legislate business decision. That's a business decision on how you want to run your business.
But if he decides that he wants that card reader versus a truck, does that provide the public?